From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, the national flag was raised over Douma, formalizing the end of 5 years of rebel control over the enclave of Eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Russian military police have also reportedly been deployed. Wednesday, President Donald Trump warned Russia to get ready because American missiles could be heading toward Syrian targets in a response to a suspected chemical weapons attack. That attack last week left 43 dead and sickened hundreds. Moscow blamed the attack on provocateurs linked to the White Helmets, Syrian civil defense. Both the group and the White House reject that claim. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The intelligence provided certainly paints a different picture, and the president holds Syria and Russia responsible for this chemical weapons attack.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meanwhile, said there is still no certainty who was behind that attack.
We're still assessing the intelligence, ourselves and our allies. We're still working on this.
Is the U.S. military ready right now to conduct a retaliatory strike if ordered?
We stand ready to provide military options if they're appropriate, as the president determined.
Both Russia and Syria have denied involvement. Reuters, citing two U.S. government sources, said there is evidence the toxin was deployed by helicopter. In Moscow, Russian Liberal Democratic Party leader Vladimir Zhirinovsky said if U.S. missiles fly toward Syria, most will be destroyed by Russian air defense. In Central African Republic's capital, Bangui, Wednesday, angry demonstrators laid out in front of peacekeeping headquarters the corpses of 17 people killed in clashes involving U.N. peacekeepers and local security forces battling armed groups in the city's mostly Muslim PK5 neighborhood in a security sweep earlier this week. This is VOA News. In Algeria, nearly 260 people were killed in Wednesday's plane crash near the capital, Algiers. Witnesses claim they saw a wing catch fire after the plane took off. This witness said when he reached the scene of the crash, he saw many burned victims. Many of the passengers were military personnel and members of the Polisario Front fighting for independence in Western Sahara. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu marked annual Holocaust commemorations Wednesday by issuing a call for action following the latest suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria. He said the events of past days teach that standing up to evil and aggression is a mission incumbent upon every generation. Mr. Netanyahu described the images of Syrian children being slaughtered as a horrific sight. The Israeli leader also invoked lessons of the Second World War to call for action against Iran. Saudi Arabia said its air defenses intercepted three ballistic missiles fired at Riyadh and other cities by Yemeni Houthi rebels. There were no reports of damage or casualties. It's the fourth such attack in recent months. The Houthis say are in retaliation for airstrikes carried out by a Saudi-led coalition. As expected, Azerbaijan leader Ilham Aliyev won a fourth term as president in an election boycotted by the opposition. Ruling party official Ali Akhmedov said the incumbent received more than 80% of the votes cast, calling it a big victory. Mr. Aliyev was first elected in 2003, 2 months before the death of his father, Heydar Aliyev, who ruled the country for the previous 10 years. Taliban militants Thursday captured a district in Afghanistan's Ghazni province, killing more than a dozen people. Among the dead, Khawaja Omari District Governor Ali Dost Shams, his bodyguards, seven policemen, and five government intelligence officials. France is expected to propose the first names to be blacklisted by the UN Security Council for obstructing Mali's 2015 peace agreement. The targets of the action will be subjected to a global travel ban or asset freeze. The peace deal reached between Bamako and separatists has so far failed to stop violence in northern Mali. Armed men in western Niger Wednesday kidnapped a German man near the Malian border. The German is identified as humanitarian aid worker Jörg Lange with the HELP organization. His vehicle was said to have been overtaken by gunmen riding on motorbikes. Wall Street stocks fell in Wednesday trading, weighed down in part by concerns over military action in Syria. Tensions have sent oil prices globally surging to their highest levels since late 2014. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average had more than 200 points to close at 24,189. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, my. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax wherever you are. Let me take you around Africa on disc, because today it's going to be real hot as we take off from Cameroon with Micheline Ewang in Le Petit Matin. And right after that, African Thriller by the award-winning Rocky Dauni of Ghana and Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicious Theloji of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let's take it to the top with this cool and calculated lady, beautiful from Cameroon, Micheline Ewang, Le Petit Matin.
C'est l'histoire.
Saya Bolingo, Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that was Rocky Dawune of Ghana in African Thriller, and Le Petit Matin by Micheline Wang of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more music that is gonna rock your moment, so stay close.
It's JR alongside Amsa Leaks.
Hello, Africa. This is JR, the Bon Sierra Leonean, reggae singer-songwriter based out of Washington, D.C. You are tuned in to the African Beat with David Vandy of The Voice of America. Keep it locked.
Now let's take a trip to Côte d'Ivoire with Monique Seka in this all-time favorite, beautiful music, Missionwa. And right after that, Nyandebo by Emmacine of Sierra Leone and Aye by Davido of Nigeria. Miss you are right now with Monique Seka of Côte d'Ivoire.
some boy reach do the beat. It means say the song legit. If I do me magic, well, I sir. Oh, yeah, the bow.
baddest. When you hear you the baddest. Oh yeah, shake it our sets. Make him man no go forget. Imagine.
Davido of Nigeria, and right before that, Nyandebo, beautiful music by Emerson Bokeri of Sierra Leone, and Miss You Are by Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
You love the African beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And the number again is 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is your super show, the African beat, bringing you music from across the continent, music that will make your day. Tanzania is going to be our next stop right now with Nakungangania by Milka Kakete. And right after that, Ethiopia's Abush Zeleke comes in with Jalajilo. Nakungangania right now with Milka Kakete of Tanzania.
Yeah.
tena ni maombi yangu. Adui ya inukapo kwa njia moja, atakimbia kwa njia saba. Ubariki uzao wangu, mimi na mimi nitakuwa kichwa. Na kung'anga, ng'anga, ng'anga, ng'angania. Napokea ahadi zako, na tena ni maombi yangu. Adui ya inukapo kwa njia moja, atakimbia kwa njia saba. Ubariki uzao wangu, mimi na mimi nitakuwa kichwa. Mimi na kung'anga, ng'anga, ng'anga, ng'angania.
Hormigoben mudaya,
Lemojila,
Horomzan
Jalajilo by Abush Zeleke of Ethiopia and Nakungangania by Milka Kakete of Tanzania. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
And let the music continue to roll, because this is the show that brings happiness into your homes. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is your moment. Make use of it. Remember, the African Beat comes to you Mondays through Fridays. And right now, Uganda is going to be our next stop with Halima Namakula in Africa Yeto. Right after that, Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And then we bring in some super African stars, Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, and Lola Ray, all in Africa Rising. We are one Africa. Beautiful tune. But first, Africa Yetu by Halima Namakula of Uganda.
Africa Yetu, ninasema hivi, wewe pamoja na Frankie Paul.
Kilimanjaro Records, Minneapolis.
Naomi.
Wasanare.
Free.
Tanzania. Asante nyerere baba. Tunajivunia upendo wetu na amani. Tena pia Mugabe bendera baba. Tunajivunia upendo wetu na
Rising One Africa. Yes, I love this beat. Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, Lola Ray, all beautiful and wonderful stars from Africa. And right before that was Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And Africa Year 2 by Halima Namakula of Uganda. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Young Lee on the beat.
Yeah, man. You talk my Let go. Shake body, lose body, forget your trouble, dance for me, make you no cry. Jolly, jolly. Waiting God say go be, surely go be. So why worry? Baby, no worry. Take a easy. Suffle, suffle. Life no way about. Take the money you get now. Vanity. What's that motto, Kara? Vanity. Why you they kill you come for vanity? Why you want get the old one for vanity? You they kill you coming slowly. You the stubborn and you bad. Before he face you smile to her. Yeah, bo. Dunia fool. Papa God they see you. How you walk now so he they kill you. So why worry? Baby, no worry. Take a easy. Suffer, suffer. Life no way about. Oh na 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 na. This life, this life. Vanity. Where you yak pass so tena? Vanity. Where you tower so tena? Vanity. Take the money you get now. Vanity. And only Kishi, who say you the care of when you die? Always want for see me the cry. Epo, Epo, Otalmana Weda, Otalman Creek for change. Papa God, they see you. How you walk now, so he they kill you. So why worry? Baby, no worry. Take a easy. Suffer, suffer. Life no way about. Na 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 na. Peace life.